Hey, we're live on the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. And what a wonderful day. It's kind of smoky out there on the East Coast, though. I can see all that smoke from the forest fires. Kind of wild. So the haze out there is foggy. So sometimes things can be foggy. But today, I want to talk. Today is We Team Wednesday, where we talk about team activities and how do you do that. And I just want to add a couple tips. Share things that you can use in your toolbox to help achieve certain goals and things, but you got to have the timing right. And this is a good example of the timing. So we're going to talk about how can we use SLAs, priority return, turnaround times, and bugs to help build up teamwork on the team and how we can do it in a manageable way and even use XP as part of the process. Everyone talks about XP. When do you do it? Well, I'm going to give you a place and an entrance pattern that you can use XP in your scrum teams right now or any times, even Kanban or work in Kanban too. So this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show where we talk about Scrum and Agile and very practical and tactical. And we're going to get very practical and very tactical today so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to get that value and have a little fun along the way. Oh, and don't forget, please like and subscribe and hit the rating button there on Podcast World because we are number 6. And I saw that that we could use some help in the Apple Podcast World to give us a better rating or get some more ratings or any of the podcast systems out there. That would be totally awesome if you can help us out there so more people can hear this message. Because the more people like it, the more the algorithm shares it. And that's just the way it works. So with that, let's talk about it. So Greg, how the heck does bugs help build teamwork? What a SLA? Why there? What I want to share with you is that a lot of groups, they have bugs. Bugs are here. If you say you're bug-free 100%, I'll be like, you're totally lying. Or if you are, then you're the best ever I've ever seen. But a lot of these bugs and service groups and DevOps operations, right? They come up with these SLAs. If it's a high priority bug, like everything's broken, no one can work, it's a priority 1, 2, and 3. And usually they have an SLA. How many hours do they have to turn this bug around? Because you're not making revenue. If you were a bank and all of a sudden your ATM stopped working, are you going to make any money that day? No. So it's going to be a priority 1, right? So you need to figure out why the ATMs aren't working. If you're in a marketing system or a website, let's say it was Facebook, and all of a sudden everything went blank on the East Coast, you don't think that's a priority 1? It's a priority 1. All your dev work gets pushed aside and everyone needs to work on why it's not working. Now, here's a great opportunity. Now, a lot of places, because in the stovepipe mentality, well, one person does one story, one person does one bug, and that's what they do, and that's their job, or they only get one, and we only put one person on it. I'm going to offer that's a poor way of planning and addressing your SLAs. Maybe you have a day, maybe you have two. Some SLAs, some bugs, like you can plan them as a product owner and put them in the next sprint. They're not as priority. There's a bug, but it's not really causing anybody not to be able to do their job, or there is a workaround or something related that the bug can be handled and it doesn't have to be done right away. And that may be where you can just have one person work on it because they have time to capture some stuff, ask questions and get the things done. But in the higher SLAs, the priority 1 bugs and things like that, it's the perfect opportunity for a scrum master to get the team to work as a team. And here's what I'll propose. Now, just don't blindly throw this at the team. Say, oh, we have bugs. We should do this way. When the opportunity comes, when they have a lot of bugs or things are working or it's taking too long or they're not meeting their SLAs to get the bugs done in time based on what was agreed. And we can talk about SLAs on another day on that thing from a we perspective. If anybody doesn't know what a SLA is, it's a service level agreement. That's the agreement that you have with your customer and how long it'll take you to serve the problem and offer a potential fix so they can continue on and do their job. And they're everywhere, right? They're not the best in the world, but they're everywhere. So what you offer is an XP. Always hear XP. Oh, XP is a solution for everything. I like XP. I think it's a great way to work. I don't know necessarily everyone wants to do it all the time, but sometimes XP really is valuable in very particular and in particular instances where you have a high priority bug that took down the system, right? Let's say something important is not working. It needs to be solved. This is when XP comes into play. So in the XP, everyone, product owner, testers, different application developers, people with different experiences, they all work together to solve the problem. And here's why I say that's good, because it's faster, okay? If you have a bug and the person's like, well, I figured this, but now it's this application over here, so I got to go talk to this person over here about the application and find out what they're doing and fix that and do a lot of communication, a lot of changing of Slack messages or emails or a Zoom call, whatever it is. And now the bug's taken a couple of days, couple of hours to get done, right? Because you have to do all the communication and you got to wait and other people are doing other things at that time and they don't want to stop what they're doing, drop everything they're doing working on the bug. Now, here's where this comes into play. In your team norms, which let's say they're not meeting their SLAs. Here's the scenario. Team is not meeting their SLAs. Stuff's taking longer to get done than what's agreed to. And again, we will talk about SLAs and how they got there in the first place at another day. So this is an opportunity to say, okay, how can we make this faster? Scrum Master can offer a mentoring example of another activity, and I'm just giving you my thing, and you can see I heard this one as a use, where when we have a high priority SLA bug, like a priority one, then the whole team comes together, or number of people on the team come together from different representing different skill sets, different applications, different capabilities, come together to solve the bug. This way they're all in the room at the same time. And some people might say, well, they don't understand the code. They understand the code. They'll see things. They'll see the bug. They'll say, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And they'll give some feedback into how to come up with a solution. So now as they're solving this bug as a group in an XP type environment, you'll get a quicker, faster, better quality result in the bug fix because everyone's there. You're not looking for people and you can meet your SLA. Now in the team norms, what you get the team to agree, let's say you have, and you're not talking about time yet, you get a priority one, priority two, priority three, or high priority, whatever. Jira has different things. Azure has different ways of looking at it. Rally has, you know, whatever the highest priority is. And you put in your team, hey, when we have a team, a priority number one or highest priority bug, then everyone on the team comes together to solve it. We get more like an XP and we turn it around fast. And you make that part of the team norms. So it's not you as Scrum Master calling it, but the team agrees to it. And maybe the team agrees it. Maybe there's different level priorities too. Maybe on a priority two, it's not the whole team, but it is a tester. It is a developer. They work together on the bug together to look at it. Or maybe whatever they first say, hey, it involves these two applications. Maybe it's two application people working on it with a tester or someone who would do the testing at the same time and run it through. Those are the kind of things you want to do. And this gives you an opportunity, an organization that may have not worked together as a team very well or a team that's on their own separate thing all the time. These are opportunities where the Scrum Master brings people back as a team. And this is why it's We Team Wednesday. I'm giving you this, say, when you see a lot of teams working individually and everything, oh, hunky-dory, it's not as fast as when you do XP. It's the truth, okay? Because when you got everybody in the room, and this is how I delivered some massive software out there in the world that's being used today, when I got the people in a room from all different aspects, all different applications, different teams, it comes out quicker and it gets done faster. So I'm offering this as you combine, hey, we're getting some bugs combined. We're not meeting the SLAs, the turnaround time for these bugs provides an opportunity to introduce XP and a process for the team could do in a team norm to get together to solve those high priority bugs. And even the next priority, who should make up those team calls when we do this part, it becomes a part of the process, how they operate as a group. It's not a one-off thing. They know what the process is and they get things done quicker. And it makes a happier customer, provides more value to the customer because then they can use your software, right? And make money for the company and pay all our paychecks. So I want to offer that to you, how to use SLAs for bugs to encourage teamwork. And then you combine it with your team norms, you combine it with XP, and you develop a higher quality product. And it's just one of those things. And you can use the priority and it can just trigger the group and you get the group to agree on what should that makeup be on a priority one bug, right? How should it be? And you can have them do a little self-organization on that activity. But I want to offer that when you have that opportunity, which hopefully you don't, but most teams will, this is a possible thing you can use, or a trick or tool or tactical and practical way of getting the team to solve the problem. And then they own it and have them own that process. But you just give an example here. You say, here's an example. Other teams have taken a bug. They look at the SLAs, they grab priorities, figure out how many people should be on there. And then they work as a team to solve the problem and turn around as fast as possible. Especially, like I said, when you have some data showing that they're late on their SLAs, their service level agreements. So that's what I have today for We Wednesday, We Team Wednesday, right? I hope that helps. Give us some feedback. Don't forget, give us some likes, give us some shares. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it very much. And definitely give us some ratings on the podcast system so we can move out. Like I was all excited that we moved up to number 6. It's pretty good. You know, you think of all the podcasts out there from an Agile coaching perspective. So I'm happy. I'm thankful. I just do it anyhow, whether we were ranked 6 or not. And I hope I can help people. Give us some feedback, share some stuff. If you ever do anything like that, use any XP. I would love to hear on your XP experiences how you might implement XP and settings in your Scrum team. So with that, I will say have a great day. Happy Scrumming. We will see you tomorrow, and you all take care. Have some fun. It's fun when they work together too, by the way. It is.